This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And it is a pleasure. Welcome to the program right here on Biz Talk Radio. And it is Frankie Boyer. And we are joined by, I have to say that this is probably one of the most interesting stories in a long time to hit the Frankie Boyer Show. Joining us today is Duncan Clark, who's a former Morgan Stanley investment banker, fluent Mandarin speaker, has lived and worked in China for over 20 years, and his new book is out. It is Alibaba, and it's the house that Jack Ma built. Duncan, you actually know Jack. So how did this story, tell us how this book came about first, and then we'll get into the phenomenon of Alibaba.
Sure, thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, I met Jack in a small apartment where he'd founded his company, Alibaba, back in 1999. He was there with his wife and 16 other people, and they had an ambition to take on the world and beat Amazon and eBay. Sounded kind of crazy, but the guy has a larger-than-life personality, and I felt myself kind of swept away by it.
And where is Alibaba in the world today in terms of its growth? And for those that may not even know what Alibaba is, please share with everyone what it is, because it's a virtual shopping mall. It's probably the largest virtual shopping mall in the world, isn't it?
It is. It's actually now the largest retailer in the world. I mean, even though it's virtual, it just overtook Walmart to become the largest retailer.
Oh, my gosh.
Goods that it sells. Yeah. So, and it doesn't have a single store, you know, so... the apartment where I met Jack was in the small town of, the town of Hangzhou, small by Chinese standards, but huge by American, 2 hours southwest of Shanghai, Hangzhou. But today, where is Alibaba? Well, they're pretty much everywhere in China in every sector that is the highest growth, so e-commerce, finance, and now media. And increasingly, Alibaba is overseas. They have offices here in the U.S. and in Europe, and they're expanding elsewhere. Because, you know, we all know everything's made in China, and Jack has been helping connect consumers to that. He's now also trying to connect people that make things overseas to these Chinese consumers in China itself.
So this is a former teacher. Jack was a former teacher. No
yep.
computer right. background, none whatsoever.
Exactly. When you think of, you know, Jeff Bezos at Amazon or Mark Zuckerberg or the Google guys, you really do think of, you know, nerds and tech guys who have very strong science and math. Jack was an English teacher. He barely got into college on his third try because his math was so bad. I mean, he had to basically go back to school and finally got in, squeaked in, and became an English teacher in a local college. But English really was and communication is really the way to understand how he became so successful. Because he has this gift of the gab. I like to describe him as a guy who has blarney and chutzpah in a Chinese package. He has this amazing ambition, but also amazing ability to communicate. English
yeah,
teaching is,
yeah.
is all about language, right? So.
Sure. How have you Have you had a chance to see him or be with him since the tremendous success?
So his company was very successful in 2014 when they had the IPO here in the New York Stock Exchange. They raised $25 billion, which remains the largest IPO in the world. And the company today is worth a couple hundred billion dollars. I've seen him, you know, since that landmark, and he's got the book, and I've been hearing some comments back. I didn't write it for the company. They didn't have it. They didn't have a copy till the last minute. I wanted to have independence in writing it, but they helped with some interviews of some executives and things. And, you know, it is an amazing story. Like you said, it's kind of an impossible story. If I had pitched this as fiction, I would not have got a book deal, I tell you, because it just seems too unlikely. And because Jack has ambitions in Hollywood, you know, it kind of resonates with his favorite hero, who bizarrely is Forrest Gump. So Jack has always been obsessed with Forrest Gump and that story of, you know, luck and just being in the right place at the right time. That's very much his story.
What has he done that's so extravagant with his fortune today?
Well, recently he's doing a lot in philanthropy. So, you know, China faces massive problems today from things like pollution. Number one, I mean, that's affecting everybody's health. There was just a story earlier this week with a school where built on a former toxic waste dump, and, you know, all these horrible, there's this high growth of cities and population growth, but you've had this lack of planning and lack of care, basically. So Jack is very focused today on philanthropy, particularly in environmental causes, also in healthcare. And he's now the largest philanthropist in China. He gave, most of his, 3%, I think, of his shares in the company, I think, has been put into a charitable foundation. He's doing more things. So the environment is probably the number one problem today for China. And, you know, Jack, in a way, is helping. We need to move away from the old China of made in China, you know, exporting to the world. No, the world can't buy any more stuff from China. You know, we've got too much, in a way. So the idea is to help Chinese themselves buy products made in China and from overseas. But also, you know, Jack's investing in things like in healthcare, in entertainment, which are basically, you know, increasing what the middle class is in China, the 300 million want. You know, they want a better life themselves for their children, and they want safer, better products as well.
I just love this story. I really do. And I love the way that you've put it to pen. And what was the one, give me a couple of little pieces of nuance that makes this man so such an incredible story. I mean, he doesn't have height, so he's short and thin.
It's fairly thin, yeah. He's got a pinched face. You know, he doesn't look the part, I would say. You know, we tend to think of CEOs as tall, male, and white. I mean, he's male, but a third of the co-founders in the company are women, including his wife and the woman who runs the financial business for them today, which is a $60 billion business, is the original co-founder. Her name is Lucy Peng. You have some very strong women in the company. You have a CEO, because he didn't get tech, he, you know, had to basically delegate and allow other people to build stuff. And, you know, he likes to be underestimated. So, I mean, one of the funniest quotes I think he said is, the reason that we have been successful is that we didn't have money, we didn't have technology, and we didn't have a plan. I mean, what kind of CEO says that? he loves that kind of folksy charm. I think what's interesting also about him is he can do it in Chinese as well as in English. You know, there are lots of entrepreneurs in China, and some are very successful, but very few can communicate in English. Some have been educated at Harvard and MIT or whatever. Jack wasn't. He learned his English on the streets of his hometown, Hangzhou. He would go up to tourists. And in the book, I described this story of how when he was 15, he went up to this boy who was 12 years old and said, "Can I practice my English?" That guy, the boy is now 47, like me, I'm afraid, Australian guy. But that family ended up helping Jack go overseas to Australia, helping him out. And so he made his own luck by just going out there, getting up on his bike in the morning. It's kind of the American dream in China, to be honest.
Yeah, I love the story. I love the story, and I love it on, as you're saying, on so many different fronts. And I love that you were able to shed light on how someone who was so unlikely to succeed has gone beyond, made a difference in China. I mean, he is just...
The resolve, I think, is the word. The resolve to succeed. And he, you know, it's funny, when I went back, because I had my original emails and discussions, I ended up working with him the first year and a half, and then stupidly he didn't cash in my chips, so I have to kick myself now for not buying the shares.
Oh, I bet.
But anyway, that's another story. Thank you for anybody who buys the book. I'm kidding. No, but I mean, he's consistent. You know, I go back and I look at the stuff he was saying back in 99, 2000. It's like, we will beat Amazon, we'll beat eBay in China, we will become one of the largest companies in the world. And people had called him Crazy Jack. You know, they just said he's mad. But actually, he's done it to a great degree. And it's just consistency. And having the people around him, I think that's key. Motivating people, not in a yelling at them way. I mean, he has this ability to kind of, you know, make people feel better about themselves in a way. I mean, it's a little touchy-feely. But, you know, in China, there's kind of a void as China moves away from the communist past and towards the, you know, unknown future in a way. Like, people are looking for more meaning in their lives. And certainly he's, you know, with the 40,000 people who work for him, he's an icon. And actually, to many in China, I mean, there are actually 9 million people that make their living selling on his website. So talk a little bit about the business. But,
gosh,
yeah, they sell stuff online.
Huge. I cannot even, I mean, I don't think anybody can really comprehend it. That's why this book is so, because it's so real. Thank you so much, Duncan Clark, for being with us today. And as we end, just say something in Mandarin to us, please.
你好,大家好. It's just good morning, everybody. 早上好.
Ah, thank you so much. Alibaba, the house that...
Learn Chinese. It's not that hard. Just go to the characters.
Thank you so much for being with us, Duncan Clark. What a story, Alibaba. The house that Jack Ma built. And we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Boost your immune system naturally with Silver Biotics. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC, is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
This is Frankie Boyer. Joining me today is Keith Morey from Super Good Stuff. Keith, welcome. It's nice to have you with us. There is a formula that you have created. You make products that make us function better in the world, and one of them is neuromuscular support. What exactly is this product?
It's really basic. It's daisy flowers, grape leaves, and olive pit fractions. Nothing you've ever heard of. But for tight shoulders, lower back, any discomfort dealing with muscle tension, it's amazing, and it works 10 to 12 minutes. But it is absolutely fabulous. If it doesn't work for you, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
That's neuromuscular support, and you can find this in all of the products at supergoodstuff.com, or you can call 949-651-6355. That's 949-651-6355. This is Frankie Boyer with Keith Morey.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MY-TV. That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And, you know, I have to say a lot of friends, there's like five birthdays. Five people really close to me are having birthdays this week. Five of them. Seriously, it's crazy. So my nephew is turning 50 and a neighbor is in her late 30s and another friend is 68 and the list goes on. And so as my friends and as we get older, there is a new flavor in the way that we're aging. We're not, you know, Sophia Loren, there is a picture of Whistler's mother. And then this presenter put a picture of Sophia Loren at 65 and Whistler's mother in the rocking chair that we all know, that iconic picture. And Whistler's mother was 65. So we don't age the way we used to. But the question is, what are you doing to keep your skin, your energy, your sleep, your libido? Because as we're aging and every birthday we have, our DHEA level goes lower and lower and lower. And joining me today from Twist 25 is Hugh Woodward, who is the creator. His dad is a gynecologist and started giving this product to his patients. And Hugh was so impressed, he started using it. And the rest, as they say, is history. So, Hugh, it's known that we're looking better as we get older, but it's more than that's more than what this is about.
Yeah, hi Frankie. It is not something that that we have to let go. We DHEA is something that men and women make. We all have it as human beings. Only the upper level primates make it at all, but it's very interesting in that it's a base precursor. It's a foundation for some 50 different hormones in the body. And we make more and more of it from birth to about age 20 to 25. And then after age 25, men and women alike start to make about 2% less each year. So by age 35, we're making 20% less than we did when we were in our best or in our reproductive prime as humans. By age 50, we're making half as much as we did when we were at our best. And that decline continues so that by age 70, 80, we're only making 5 or 10% of what we did when we were at our best. And that's pretty alarming when you realize that DHEA is responsible for so many different things in our body. Hormones drive, they're the chemical messengers of our body. And they drive how we sleep at night, our energy, our mood, our muscle tone, our fat buildup, mental sharpness, the immune system, bone strength. The list is incredibly long in terms of all the different things it does. But we can stave that off. We can help give our bodies back just that base foundation of what we make. And here at Health to Go, we say, you know, use Twist 25 DHEA cream. Make your own hormones, and you really can do that. You need to do that, actually.
What I love about the product, and because I'm really particular about what I use, is that it has my favorite ingredients. It has it's gluten free, by the way. It has coconut oil. It has vitamin E and CoQ10. It has no soy, no parabens, no fragrance, no oily residue, and it's gluten-free. So you're getting this extraordinary product. And I have to share with you that my upper arms are my bone of contention. And I'm working with someone. I work with a trainer. And, you know, I'm working really hard. And I put this on my arms, the flabby part under my arm, and that's where I'm putting it. But you can put it any place on your body because it absorbs within 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And
thin hairless skin is the key.
Yes, yes. So, and I know a lot of people use it on their face as well, Hugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lady in Dallas that uses it on her. She started using it on her face and cheeks at night before she'd go to bed, and that skin on her neck, which is also thin, hairless skin, right? And she'd just take a dab of the product and rub it on her face, and people started asking her if she'd gotten a facelift. She said no. So you think I got a facelift? And they're like, well, you look so fresh, and your skin is softer, and your neck looks thinner, and have you lost weight? What is it? And she said, well, I just started using Twist 25 a little bit at night on my face before I go to bed. And so that's the kind of results she saw. And it's pretty remarkable when you realize there's a lot of reasons for that. There's a lot of science, medical science now available about what DHEA does. And it's a base for sebum, which is also known as skin oil. So that's one reason it does that. It is also very helpful in cartilage and connective tissue formation. And it's a chemical it's not a chemical. It is a bioidentical hormone that helps us to not only have healthier skin, but it reduces the risks of both chemical and UV carcinogens on the skin. So that's another really good cosmetic benefit to the cream. That's, you know, in a way, a medical thing that it does for us that really improves and protects us from you know, harmful rays of the sun that can be damaging. So
What I think is so amazing is that we don't realize how this is such an important part of our should be important part of our routine. I wasn't aware of it until I started having this conversation, and then I had my blood work done, and you know, I was so deficient in DHEA. I was like shocked. Oh my gosh, I said, I didn't realize it. So for me, it's now, you know, very important to use this every single day.
Yeah, and that's an important point. Good point, Frankie. If you do use Twist 25 cream, we recommend you use it once in the morning and once in the evening because it really wears off completely after about 10 hours. You're not really gaining any benefit from it. But you need to do this every day for at least a few weeks to begin to notice the little subtle improvements in all these things we're talking about in terms of your skin. People also notice that their hair and nails grow faster. It's just because your body's really functioning on a healthy level. You'll notice you don't get sick much anymore, and that's because both the number of and activity of what are called natural killer cells.
Yeah. So let me, everybody, Hugh has been so generous. If you call 888-489-4782, that's the toll-free number, or go to Twist 25, you get a discount, 15% off, plus there's some great deals going on right now on the website.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And by the way, I wanted to give everyone that the code for your 15% off is Frankie. I just wanted to let you know that the H2Go, it's the Twist 25. It's Frankie. Twist25.com, and you get 15% off when you mention Frankie. So it's a good deal. Now joined today right here on BizTalk Radio, Dr. Jamie Kaufman is with us. She's a renowned doctor and founder of the Voice Institute of New York. And many people have something called acid reflux. And it is a problem. And it's a serious problem where, I mean, you're all taking these purple pills and all kinds of pills, but there's better ways to deal with it. And her new book is out. It's Dr. Kaufman's Acid Reflux Diet with 111 all new recipes, including vegan and gluten-free. Welcome to the program, Doctor. It's such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Frankie. It's a pleasure for me as well.
So talk to me a little bit about, what exactly is acid reflux?
Well, first of all, acid reflux is so big and invisible that it is probably the number one public health issue in the nation. In my opinion, we spend well over $100 million a year to get it wrong. The reason is, you know, most people don't think about how healthcare has changed, but it's not in great shape. And the evolution of some of the medical specialties basically were driven by technology. For that reason, the gastroenterologists discovered these endoscopes in the 70s and took the most obvious symptom. Reflux is heartburn. Heartburn is reflux. It's esophageal, and we own it. So looking in the esophagus and getting a purple pill has sort of become the American way. Unfortunately, the heartburn patient is not the real one that gets in trouble. It's the patients who have respiratory reflux, allergies that are not allergy, sinusitis that's not sinus, and asthma that's not asthma. So an acid reflux or backup of stomach contents with acid ends up in the throat, in the nose, in the sinuses, in the lungs. It causes real mischief, and it's often not diagnosed properly and not treated. And that's my specialty, and my big contribution is recognition that respiratory reflux is the biggie. It's the one that'll kill you.
And yet we are never hearing about this, Doctor. What we hear about is take this before you eat that and then have the chicken come down from the sky and smack you in the face. Or a hot dog mashing your face around. This is such a serious problem, and I'm so thrilled you said this. People listening to this program right now, business people, people running around doing errands, whatever you're doing in life, so many have this sinus issue, these annoying sinus infections that never go away.
My angriest patients, by the way, my angriest patients are the ones that had multiple sinus surgery in the postnatal drips from nighttime reflux in their nose, and we fix their reflux and it goes away, and they were really angry that they went through all the surgery. So that's a big group. It's not a small number.
So it's a huge group out there listening to this. So what if you are listening to this and you have this constant nasal drip, you have this sinusitis issue, and I know of someone, by the way, who I think I know for a fact his eating is not very good, and he just had the surgery and it didn't fix it because he had another attack. So here you go again. You know, here we are back. So what should they do?
The root cause, mm-hmm. First of all, let's have an honest conversation. The healthcare industry is not getting it right, and the food industry has made us sick in the last 50 years. So, you know, if you look at the rise of things like soft drinks, you parallel obesity, diabetes, reflux, sleep apnea, asthma, and all of these epidemics are parallel and have the same arc. And so, you know, the root cause that most physicians don't address is how you eat. And so when you look at somebody who's obese and has sleep apnea and asthma and reflux and all of these symptoms and all of these diseases, you have to say, okay, let's address this. So those patients need to change dramatically. The idea that people are just non-compliant and stupid, that they won't do it, that there's a pill or a procedure that will be the choice, has not been my experience. That when I deal with patients and I tell them, listen, this is going to be a long, hard war that you can win, they go, where do I sign up? So reflux is mostly about diet and lifestyle. And by the way, the purple pills, there's a lot of bad data coming out that you should not want to take them long term.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're carcinogenic.
They are. Well, they're not actually carcinogenic. The data, it's the Danish study. They studied 10,000 patients with reflux, and what they found is that people who took the purple pills for years had an increased incidence of esophageal cancer caused by reflux. And the reason is that the pill just knocks down the symptom but doesn't stop progression of the disease. In fact, if the pill knocks down the symptom, you see Larry the Cable Guy, riding around saying, eat what you want and take a pill, it's the American way. Turns out now that increases your risk. So most people are getting scared of just taking a pill and pretending nothing's going on. And most people are willing to face up to significant dietary reevaluation, at least, let's say reevaluation.
You know, we had Dr. Joel Furman, whose book is The End of Heart Disease, on a couple of weeks ago on the show. And one of the things that he was saying is that we as Americans have lost the ability to really taste food. And he said, you know, it's not so easy because we become addicted. The brain loves the sugar. And they showed the rat study of rats would rather go for the sugar than the cocaine. So we know that this is the case. But that being said,
but the industry's not helping. There's 80% of the products in the supermarket have sugar in them.
Have sugar in them.
Chicken stock. You want chicken stock and the sugar. Why do we put chicken stock and sugar to make it sweeter? I look for the brand that has no sugar. It's a terrible problem. But I would add that. The single biggest reflux factor that is difficult for people to change and reconcile is eating too late. The late night eating is the number one cause of bad reflux, particularly respiratory reflux. Yeah, number one.
Seriously, I didn't know that. Okay,
especially
is great.
Especially if it's your big refueling meal. You know, the New Yorker, they have a muffin for breakfast. They don't have anything hardly for lunch. And then they finish work late, and then they go to the gym, and they work out, and then they go eat at 9 o'clock. And it's their big, huge refueling for the day, and they drink alcohol, too. All of those people reflux all night, even if they're 20 years old or 25. It doesn't matter, young or old. And so the late night, big refueling and a snack before bed. I had someone working in my office whose child had asthma. I said, stop giving him bedtime snacks. And the asthma went away.
So it's that nighttime stuff that we're doing. Unbelievable. So, they used to say,
who knew?
Right. The biggest meal should be lunchtime. And so should be light.
Well,
foods at night.
I'll tell you what I do and what I recommend to my patients is have eat all day. I have on the go. I have a 2-egg omelet with 1 yolk and lox, and so you can get that pretty much every bodega. And then I'll usually have a snack. I'm a big fan of the Fuji apple and avocado. I have the whole avocado with a little olive oil and salt, and I just eat it. A lot of fruit, and then I have a regular full lunch. We take an hour for lunch in my office. And so then I have another snack. And so my plan is to have three-quarters of my calories in my body, my day's fuel, by 5 o'clock. And if I get invited to something that's really late, I eat dinner before I go, and I, you know, push around a salad. I don't eat a big dinner at 9 o'clock at night, ever. And okay. It's an important, and by the way, the other big risk factor is soda pop and soft drinks. And soft drinks include fruit juices, seltzer. All of them have acid added. All of them have the same acidity.
Gee, this is so fabulous. Oh, my gosh. What's your website? How can we find out more about what you're...
Voice Institute of New York is mine. But if you Google dropping acid, you'll find all the books. And Dropping Acid is the first book anyway. And the new book is almost the advanced book.
All right. Awesome stuff. You rock. I always love having you on, Dr. Jamie Kaufman. We always learn so much from
thank
you. Thanks so much. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. You're listening to us on Biz Talk Radio.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and joining us now is one of the country's leading experts in menopause. His mission is to get information into your hands that will support you in getting relief from your menopause symptom. And men, you need to listen for your lovely significant others. And this is a wonderful new book out that Dr. Maish Seibel has written. And it is a book that really and truly talks about estrogen in a way that very few have heard that conversation before. He's the creator, by the way, of the Menopause Breakthrough System, and the new book is called The Estrogen Window. And it is so nice to have you with us, Dr. Seibel. We go back a long time.
Yes, we do, Frankie. Many, many moons, and it is a pleasure talking with you today and at any time.
Tell us about the new book, please.
Well, this is really a breakthrough book for women and for their partners and for the doctors that care for them. And I'll tell you a little how this got started, because when my wife found out that she had the BRCA, or this breast cancer gene, and had to have surgery that threw her into menopause, that was about only 8 or 7 months after this big study in 2002 called the Women's Health Initiative that said estrogen caused breast cancer. So nobody wanted to give my wife hormones, and she was in early menopause, and it was a real problem, and I had to figure it out. So I really jumped in to try and understand the issues and to demystify this confusing data, because they got it wrong. And it turns out, Frankie, that reanalysis of the same information that said it caused all those problems allows us to see it in a way that's helpful for women so they can now get relief from their symptoms safely.
So the problem is that this is so confusing.
Yes,
the story
yes.
for women is so contradictory, so confusing. One doctor says one thing, another. There hasn't been much continuity in your field, with all due respect.
No, it's been terrible, and it's made suffering happen all too often for women. But let me explain to you a little how it got it wrong, because what happened was, in the original study that caused all the furor, they compared women who were largely 60 to 79 years old, who were smokers with high blood pressure and diabetes, and gave them hormones, and compared them to women who were mostly 50 to 59 and were healthy. So who do you think is going to have more problems, the 60 to 79-year-old women who were smokers, who had diabetes and were hypertensive? Of course they were going to have more problems, and
sure,
they just set it up in a way that didn't work.
So now we have the truth. Now the work that you're doing, and tell everybody a little bit about the seminars and the educational platform that you've created.
Well, I have been working to make information available to women for a long time, so I developed a free training for women to go to called menopausebreakthrough.com, menopausebreakthrough.com, and in it, I reveal like this five-step system you can go through to really help women get through menopause and feel healthy, energized, and balanced. And the reason for this is I spent all this time trying to help my wife, and I realized that whether or not you need hormones, whether or not you choose to take hormones, you still have to know what's happening to your body. You have to know how you're going to get through the emotional roller coaster. You need to know the lifestyle changes and challenges that can make you feel fit and energized and balanced. You need to know what your alternatives to hormones are, as well as how to take them. And you have to know how to thrive beyond menopause. It's more than just survival. We want women to thrive.
Well, you know, years ago, women thought menopause was the end of life. I mean, that's exactly what they thought. And nobody wanted you. You were dried up. You were no good. And today, that's just absolutely garbage. It's so far from the truth.
Well, that's right, Frankie. And the thing about it is menopause is not about age. It's about transition. Because what happens is people don't realize that 5 to 10% of women go into menopause before age 46. And 1 in 100 goes into menopause before age 40. And 1 in 1,000 goes into menopause before age 30. And the fact of the matter is the symptoms can start up to a decade before. So the face of menopause is every woman potentially. And when you have those symptoms, when you get that foggy thinking, when your heart starts to have palpitations, when you're not really feeling like yourself, when your clothes start to not quite fit, they're getting snug and tight, when your bladder is getting more sensitive, or any other issues, now there's things that you can do about it. Just talk to your healthcare provider about the possibility that you could be in menopause or early menopause and treat it. There's so much that can be done. And that's what I talk about. The estrogen window goes into all the new studies on hormones, but not only that, it makes it simple. It explains how we got there. It explains how it affects your brain, how it affects your breasts, how it affects your bones, every part of your body. But it also allows you to then know how to talk to your doctor. The last chapter is all about talking to your doctor, and I have 11 pages of index in there. So women can find exactly the part that they're struggling with and go right to it to help themselves in the estrogen window.
Is it true that in Asian countries there is no word for menopause?
Well, it's less of a symptom for Asian women because menopause is, in fact, a cultural experience as well as a physical one. But many women in Asia are taking a lot of soy and other kinds of substances like soy or foods like soy, which are in fact a type of estrogen, a plant estrogen. So they are often less symptomatic than some others. But
okay, we're almost out of time. So I want people to get all the correct information because you have a terrific website. You have great resources available. And how can people find out more about you?
Okay. Well, I would say the simple
real fast
thing I
want
to do. Okay.
I just needed a website real fast.
Menopausequiz.com. Go to that. Menopausequiz.com. Find out where you are in menopause.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Maige Seibel. And we'll be back next time. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, the Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day and smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.